right on this strip.
Call 877-31-VEGAS. That's 877-31-VEGAS.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We do have a couple things going on right now. Southbound I-25 seen a slow ride because of a crash on the ramp to Alameda, and we have a car and a semi tangled up in the left lane at University. So both those are going to add to your jams into downtown and through T-Rex. Now, southbound 225 goes from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things starting to look better on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike still a little slow, Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8340. 43 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
The Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Trick? You just don't get it. Blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day.
Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today near 55. What about trick-or-treating with the kids tonight? Mostly clear, a low of around 33. Coming up at 9:35 this morning, Bobby Clark. She is Deputy Director of Progress Now. We'll talk about C&D with her. And then it's open phones, though, until Bobby gets on the program. We'll talk to her for 10 or 15 minutes. So it's basically open phones this hour, as it always is, at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me, whether it's you want to continue a discussion about C&D, whether you want to continue to have the discussion about the effectiveness of progressives and liberals in the media, whether you want to talk about the Supreme Court nomination of Alito, which the Democrats are probably, they're going to, you know, the White House is going to have the fight of its life on this, and that's what they want, because if you look at the mainstream media now, the whole Cheney situation has all gone off, and the Libby situation has now gone off the front page, and they're all zeroed in on this. You might as well turn the TV off for the day, or be prepared for tomorrow in the newspapers. Meanwhile, public opinion polls for Bush and an ABC Washington Washington Post public opinion poll show Bush at the lowest point ever, now with only 39%, so his base is basically holding him up. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to George on Capitol Hill. George, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. I think speaking as a Republican, I think the voters tomorrow are going to give us a treat on referendum C and D.
You think so? You think it'll go?
I think it's going to go. There's too many people that understand the importance of reasonably funded public higher education, roads, mental health programs, environmental programs. There's too many of us Republicans who are concerned that we don't have a moderate running for governor. There's too many of us Republicans who do not support the Supreme Court electing George Bush in 2000. I think that Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee will vote against Alito. I think Susan Collins will vote against him. There are other moderate and progressive Republicans who are not going to put up with someone who has a clear record against women's right to choose, against reasonable civil rights policies, against environmental progress. There's just too many Republicans who understand that the war on Iraq was wrong from the start, and they understand that outing a CIA agent to get back at a husband who said that basically this business of weapons of mass destructions was being overemphasized by the Bush administration. Vice President Cheney should either resign or be impeached, and I ran for governor as a Republican. And I'm really not out of mainstream. I testified for House Bill 1194 the first day it was put into the hopper, and Bruce Benson, Hank Brown, and Governor Owens all followed me. And most of the time when I vote, I'm pretty much mainstream, just about always on the referendum.
Well,
I'm not out of the mainstream Republican. I get labeled that. When I go into the voting booth and I vote according to what I say publicly, I'm usually pretty close to the middle. People are learning. They know we have to have support for public higher education. They would not vote if it was put to a vote to privatize the University of Colorado. They wouldn't vote for it.
Yeah, there's an article today in one of the papers about what's going on in Iraq. They're going through a brain drain, mm-hmm. and that the the brightest and the best there mm-hmm. are fleeing the country. We don't want to have an absence of the brightest and best here in Colorado.
Absolutely.
We don't want to have that kind of a brain drain. And I also think that from what I've gotten this morning, and from what I've read over the weekend, there's a definite struggle going on inside the Republican Party.
Absolutely. I'm 70 years old. I get my Social Security. I spent, every 6 months I go to Chicago, New York, San Francisco for operas, ballets, jazz concerts. I'm not a wealthy person, but I'm able to do that because of Social Security. And I think the message that was sent to President Bush when he started messing with Social Security.
Yeah,
I'm simply saying we're not a bunch of dummies. If we have stations and people like you who keep the pressure on, we understand that Scooter Libby didn't do that, what he did, unless he had orders from higher up. He's not a pathological liar. He's not a pathological liar. He's not stupid.
No, he's not stupid.
He wouldn't have done what he did unless he was covering up for someone hiring him. Common sense tells you that, Jay. When people lie, you have to ask, well, are they? Why are they lying? Why is he lying? The reason he's lying is clear. He's covering up for someone. We know that. We know.
Yeah.
We know what a pathological liar is. Someone who lies just to be lying. Scooter Libby is not that. He's not irrational. Right?
No, he's a very educated, very sharp guy who's been in the government on and off for a long, long time.
He's doing what he's told. I'm saying we know common sense told that Ambassador Wilson knew that he was going to get flagged when he said what he said, but he did not expect federal officials to be outing his wife, to putting her life in jeopardy. She's a marked woman. I mean, her career and perhaps her life is over.
Well, she's going to retire, is what the rumor is.
Well, she has to retire. Well, she's already retired.
She's still working there, but she's working on other stuff.
Of course.
All right, George, I got to run. Thank you, man.
Good luck. Good luck tomorrow. Thank you for your help on referendum C and DJ. We owe you.
Oh, you don't owe me anything.
We Republicans owe you. Thanks
yeah, you don't owe me anything. You're more than kind. Thanks, George.
Bye now.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Or did I lie? Are there two lines open? Are there two lines open and did I lie? So now will I be called in front of Patrick Fitzgerald? Let's go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little worried my cell phone battery is going to die, so I'm going to be really quick.
Okay, well, just do what you got to do.
I will. For Alito, I think the way to distill it down so people can understand, he wants to turn us back into the Dick Van Dyke Show or Ozzie and Harriet or I Love Lucy. You know, I mean, where women have to ask their husband's permission to do stuff. They don't have their own checkbook. They don't have, you know, they have to plot with their neighbor to be able to do anything.
Right.
I just see that happening. And I think that would make a great ad.
I think so, too.
Also, I wanted to let you know, with Referenda C&D, I'm the one who called you last week about Ken Gordon and Senator Anderson coming to Southmore Elementary School to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we had invited John Caldera, who said he was going to come. Then I got a call from the Independence Institute saying, oh, no, he wasn't going to come, but Senator Dyer was coming. He didn't show up. This is how much they care. All they want to say is, say no, it's your dough. They know that if they get into a debate with anybody or have to answer questions, they're not going to be taken seriously because it's all lies and misleading statements.
Yeah, but they do it with a straight face. That's what kills me.
Well, they're scary people. I don't understand how they do this and how they live with themselves, but I just thought it was interesting that this is how much they care, that he doesn't even show up. He can't call me to say he can't come.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
I thought so, too. So anyway, that's my thing.
All right, Jamie.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right, now there's two lines open at 303-713-7600. Am I right about that, Turk? Are there two lines? Oh, there's only one? Well, I don't want to be charged with obstruction of justice and whatever. Okay. It's open phones, but we've got Bobby Clark coming on at 9:35. She's the director of Progress Now. We'll talk to her about referenda C&D. What? What are you saying to me? Oh, he. I'm sorry. Why did I say it was just she? I don't know where I got that from. All right, we'll take more of your calls on open phones at 303-713-70. Articulate. And, you know, callers weren't rude and... want to talk about the facts or opinions, or cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It's simply not true. ICON's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained in the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Vizix. I had a friend go there, and he's had wonderful results. ICON has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. And if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk with the folks at ICON. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today.
800-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
18 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high near 55. trick-or-treating with the kids tonight, mostly clear, a low of around 33. We were talking about this earlier. See, a lot goes on between 6 and 7 if you're not here. And so I watch Hardball with Chris Matthews. Even though I know he's a conservative, I still watch it. I like the show. Then I watch Keith Olbermann, Countdown with Keith Olbermann. And Keith Olbermann is great. I mean, the show is really good. Then I go to sleep, because by that time it's 7 o'clock. Okay, what am I going to do tonight when kids come by and want to trick-or-treat? And it's my bedtime.
Don't be that guy who throws his bucket of candy out on his front porch.
So, what do? You, like, even though your car's out in front of your house, do you turn off, like, all your lights and pretend you're not home? All right. Oh, by the way, iScooter Lewis Libby's first court appearance is going to come up this Thursday at 10:30 in the morning. He's going to be arraigned. All right, let's go back to the phones. It's open phones. We'll go to Al in Lakewood. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Thank you. I want to give you an analogy on the campaign of C&D.
Okay.
First, I'm going to vote for it. But over the weekend, I had a seasonal job during the summer, and that ended. So over the weekend, I had a lot of time on my hands, and I was on the Frontline website, and I watched a program called Carl Rove, the Architect. And what struck me about everything conservatives do was three words that were written in the document that Carl Rove wrote in the 70s. Attack, attack, attack. And that's a direct quote from the document and from the program.
All right, but let me ask you something. Should we engage in the same behavior?
Well, you know what? We're getting muddied. We're getting so muddied that we keep, politics has become not a gentleman's game. We've got to turn the tides here somewhere. And they've been doing this for 30 years. If you go back and look at Caldera and everything that he's run from as a director for the RTD all the way through the Independence Institute, it's always attack, attack, attack. And he always comes out on top.
Well, look, I said this earlier in the program. I've said it a lot of times. You know, John Kerry to me was like a guy, a fighter, who's pinned on the ropes, is getting the you-know-what beat out of him, and all he can do is hold his hands up and cover up, and he never fires back. And I thought that he should have gone after Bush over the whole Swift boat business. I think he should have gone after him over a number of things.
And I agree with you.
They should have run that clip of Bush on that aircraft carrier over and over and over again, and they didn't do it. But you know what? How low do you go? How much do you attack and how low do you go? I guess that's my question for you.
And you know, that's a really good question that I can't answer. But that people are going to have to examine everything here and come up with a new modus operandi. Because that's exactly what the Republicans are doing. And it doesn't matter that they take everything out of context.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's no longer about the facts. It's who you can get to believe you more than not.
Yeah, I agree. I just, you know, as I've said many times, we're building our infrastructure. They have theirs. They've had 30 years to do it. We're building ours. That's why I can't stress enough that people who listen to this radio station should go and use the sponsors because they keep the station on the air. And they should go tell their friends about the radio station. And we try to get as many listeners as we possibly can. But 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, you didn't even have this kind of progressive talk radio. It didn't exist.
You know, you're right. At one time, we had one liberal voice. This is before your time, the first time, Jerry Kessler. and he was the anchor for the big boys up the dial for a number of years and then was replaced by Rosen.
Yeah, I used to be, you know what I used to be? I used to be the quote-unquote house liberal on a lot of these conservative talk stations. You know, until I finally, this last time, couldn't do it anymore. And you know, and I've done my, I've had my foray of making mistakes and doing things that were unpredictable and catching hell for it. Like, you know, I backed Bill Owens the first time, just out of friendship, not really out of politics. I caught a lot of crap for that. But, you know, back to the original subject, I mean, we just didn't have what we have now. But it's, and that's why it's incumbent, and I hate to keep saying this because I sound like a pitch man, but it's incumbent that we go to places like Center for American Progress and Media Matters for America and the DNC for the Democracy Bonds Program and just pick one of those. And you know what? Give them a one-time donation of $25 if you can't afford anything more. Because, you know, I guarantee you, the right wing does it. The right wing reaches into its pocket, and it coughs up every cent it can get its hands on.
And I agree with you 100%. Listen, I got to run. Go to work.
Okay, thanks, man. Jay. Take care.
Okay.
Good call. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good. I'm a teacher with Denver Public Schools and a proud member of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association, and I just want to urge people to vote against 3A in the city and county of Denver. That's the initiative that's supposed to increase property taxes to cover the cost of the new pay-for-performance. Or
yeah, that's pro-comp, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm all about giving more money to teachers. We need it. We deserve it. But not this way, not under the auspices of pro-comp. It's just, there's not enough concrete checks and balances in there to prevent abuse by administrators, and you know, it's being sold really hard by everybody from the top down, and I kind of feel like it was forced down our throats as well, and it's just not the way to go. And I think if people really knew a little more about it, in particular progressives and liberals, they would see that this is it's really more of a conservative type of an initiative than anything, because it does give a lot more power and things to the administration. The other part of it is,
well, how would they explain to us how they would unfairly use that power?
Well, let's say, for example, that that one year there's not enough money in the $25 million or whatever to cover everybody's raises. If everybody achieved their goals and were entitled to their raises, was to stop them from going in the back room and saying, look, we're a little short, you can only have five people in your building that get their raises, and everybody else needs to somehow not achieve their goals. The other thing is that a lot of the goals are based on student performance, and, you know, people on the conservative side say that education should be like a business and that we should be measuring the progress of our students, but we're dealing with a product, if you want to call it that, that has a will and very oftentimes has a won't. And as a result, you know, basing my financial subsistence on whether or not my students choose to perform on any specific measure, I feel is something that's wrong. I don't feel it's is something you can do, and I think that's true with a lot of occupations. You just can't do performance-based things, and they've put out this this incorrect illusion that teachers are not there's no oversight, that we're not appraised and things, and the appraisal process has been there for years on a regular basis. We make goals, we are appraised by our supervisors who are our principals. And we are either given, you know, plans for improvement, or we are given excellent, or you know, somewhere in between appraisals. And quite frankly, I would be a person who very likely would benefit from this program, because I've always received really good feedback from my administrators over the 16 years I've been a teacher. But I just feel like this, it has too many holes in it. There's not enough firmed up. Even the people that have written it are saying, well, there's still some things that need to be worked out. Well, if that's the case, why in the world are we putting it to the voters until, you know, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted? And I just want to urge people to think about it. I want to urge people to continue to support public education, of course. My kids are in public school here in Denver as well. But I don't think 3A is the way to do it. I think, you know, enough said.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Thank you much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's something to consider. Now, I don't live in Denver, so I'm not, you know, Mary and I are not voting on that. But we did vote on referenda C and D. I think we can squeeze, I guess we got other traffic here. All right, coming up, you know, we're going to have Deputy Director of Progress Now, Bobby Clark, on, and we'll talk to him for a little bit about referenda C and D. And then we'll take more of your calls on open phones at 303-713-7600. 929 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look to progressive traffic with Bailey.
If ride south on I-25 jamming from Broadway, that's because of this car and semi tying up the left lane near University. Emergency crews are on the scene. Hopefully they'll get that out of your way pretty quickly. I-70 back up to speed in both directions between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 jamming a little bit for the ride into the tech center and around town. South Boulder Road, Belmont and Arapahoe. Still pretty heavy, but starting to thin out. The turnpike actually looking real good, both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s. We're at 40 degrees right now.
To use the most, compare for yourself and save with lowered prices on thousands of items throughout the store.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you come past 9, things will be fine. They'll stay late and make sure that you're taken care of. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and Mary and I have bought numerous cars at Rockies, and we just bought one, 4 months ago now? And John Turk bought one there? I mean, you know what? You just can't beat it. You get more bang for your buck at Rockies with a fabulous selection than virtually any other place I've ever been. So check Rockies out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. Or, you know what? Check their inventory online. At Rock, some people have felt that the ads for C&D have not really been that effective. What about this new ad you're going to run for the last day?
Well, it's not an ad. This is a request to get people involved in the largest Internet get-out-the-vote effort in our state's history. The vote is going to be extremely close, and it's really too close to call at this point. Whichever side does the best job between now and the end of the day tomorrow to get out their votes will win. And so what we're asking people to do is not everybody can take the time to do phone calling for the C&D campaign and the efforts that they have going, and they're doing a great job, but every single one of us have people we can influence. And so we're asking everyone to reach out to the people they know and help get out the vote.
That sounds like a pretty good plan.
Well, it's never been done before, Jay, and one of the things is, we have, if just 10,000 of us, we're about to send out our email to the Progress Now Action Network, and if just 10,000 of us were to send an email to 10 people, we could reach 100,000 people in minutes for the campaign. So that's what we're doing. We're asking, we have a link up on our site at progressnowaction.org/get-out-the-vote. And if you sign that right now, we're going to be adding your name to a list of people helping get out the vote. We'll be updating that list every hour. And then after you sign, you're redirected to a second page where you can invite 10 more people. And the idea is to reach out to those 10 people, urge them to vote, and ask them to join you in helping to get out the vote and contact 10 more people. If the 100,000 people we all reach contact 10 more people, that's 1 million people. So using the Internet, we can very quickly reach a huge number of people. So, again, that's progressnowaction.org/get-out-the-vote.
All right. And there you can sign up to get your action alerts. And also, it transfers you to a page where you can list 10 other people to get get an email urging them to vote yes on C&D.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we all do that, the most influential factor on someone's decision to vote is the opinion of someone else, the contact from someone that they know and trust. And so, there's still a huge number of people who are undecided. 10% is what I saw in the last poll, and the polling's very, very close. And so each one of us, my friends and family, the people I know, I have an influence over them that the C&D campaign doesn't, that nobody else does, and I can reach out to them. And really, Jay, it's the responsibility of all of us to get out the vote for C&D. It's not, we can't leave it up to the campaign. They're working hard. There are a lot of folks over there who have been tirelessly working for weeks on this. But it's not just their responsibility. It's our responsibility, too. And it's my responsibility. So today and tomorrow, I'm going to be doing everything I can to email my friends and family and make sure that they get out tomorrow to vote and that they vote yes on C&D. It's a critical, critical issue for our state. I don't know if everyone has seen the memorandum that's come around that came out of the governor's office, but it's many, many pages of all of the huge budget cuts that are going to be coming in the next legislative session if we don't pass C&D. And they are critical cuts for some of the poorest people in our state who depend on Medicaid assistance and for our public education. We may not have a penny left for public universities within the next 2 years if we don't pass C&D. And none of us want to see our state fall into that kind of a status. We don't want to be last in education. We don't want to have potholes all over our roads, and we don't want to leave the poorest among us without any kind of a safety net for basic health care. So this really is about who we are as a people, and each of us can make a difference in getting out the vote for C&D. It's really close, and if we get out more votes than the other side, we win.
What do you make of the campaign so far? Are you satisfied with it?
Well, you know, there are, it's easy to look back, and I've worked on several campaigns myself, and it's easy to look back and criticize, and some have done that. But, you know, one thing that I know is that this is an unprecedented effort of conservatives and progressives to come together on a critical issue. You know, there are suspicions by some about that because there are some progressives who don't understand why they should be supporting something that a conservative governor is for and vice versa. You know, really, and I think that the fact that our leaders in the legislature and the Governor Owens came together on this is really speaks to the seriousness of the issue at stake. They've worked so hard the last 2 years to make sure that the decreased revenue is not felt in the places where it's most important. But it's all been smoke and mirrors. We're at a point now where in this next legislative calendar there will be enormous cuts, and they will be felt. They will be very painful for a lot of Coloradans. And the fact that they've come together in this unprecedented show of bipartisan support for the issue shows how important the issue is.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish more people would see, or I hope that they do see it, is that you have an unprecedented melding of forces here who normally wouldn't get together. That's how important this thing is.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, that in itself, I don't think I've ever lived in any state where this has ever happened.
I've never experienced anything like it. And, you know, I know a lot of our members of the Progress Now Action Network have been surprised that we have been as complimentary of Governor Owens. We certainly don't agree with him on many things, but we have fallen all over ourselves praising him for his efforts to not only to get the compromise done, but he's been out campaigning hard for this issue. And it's done damage to his reputation nationally as a conservative and as someone who is anti-tax. And so, you know, he sacrificed a lot, and the folks in the legislature sacrificed a lot, and they worked really hard to get this compromise. It may not be everything that everybody would want, but it's critically important to protect our state and make sure that we're able to attend to some basic services that we all depend on. And this vote is critical, and it's each of our responsibility to get out the vote. It's, you know, we could all look back and criticize. I've heard people say various things about the ads or whatever.
Right.
You know, but it's really my responsibility. If I look back, if I sit back and say, you know, well, the campaign hasn't done a good enough job on X, Y, or Z, you know, then I'm failing because I can do something. I'm the only person who can influence the people I know, the people who trust me and trust my opinion. And between now and the time tomorrow when the polls close at 7 p.m., I believe, you know, I can do something. I can reach out to the people I know and make a difference. I can get them out to vote, and I can make sure they vote yes. And that's what this Internet push is all about. It's simple. You know, I can't go down. I don't have the time to be able to go down and make phone calls for the campaign. Hopefully a lot of people will be able to do that. I can't go out and stand on a street corner and wave a sign. I don't have the time to do that. I'm at work. But I can, in just a couple of minutes, I can email 10 people.
All right, give the website again.
It's progressnowaction.org/getoutthevote. And so, and we're going to be updating everyone who participates in this. We're going to add your name to a list of folks helping, who not only are voting yes, but are helping get out the vote. And we're going to list your name, updated hourly, on the site, and as a thanks for your participation. And then the way the site works is, you know, you send an email to 10 people, and then they're invited to send an email to 10 more people. And so, you know, the escalating effect of that is that we can reach a lot of people on the Internet really quickly. You know, if you can do more, please do more. But everyone can do that much at least.
All right, Bobby Clark, the Deputy Director of Progress Now. Thanks, and give the website one more time.
It's progressnowaction.org/getoutthevote.
Okay, man, you got it, and I'm glad you were able to come on the show this morning.
Thanks, Jay, very much.
You bet. All right, it's 9:42, 18 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Still at open phones, 303-713-7600, and go to progressaction.org and look for that link, and let's turn people out to vote on C&D if they haven't voted already. For those of us who have mail-in ballots and maybe you haven't done anything about it, you got till Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to turn that thing in, but you got to turn it in. You got to take it physically down there to the election headquarters or to where you go to vote, your polling place, I mean, and turn that in. Don't mail it now because there's no guarantee.
4th, I-70 at Kipling and Federal and Highway 285. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090.
The Colorado Buffaloes are making another run at the Big 12 North.
Foot race, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This Saturday, the Missouri Tigers come to Boulder to battle the bus. Join AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk at Pulse.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3. 2005, November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's on Ken Carroll Ave, one block east of Highway C-470.
All right. You know, what a marvelous idea. What a great idea. Good luck. And, hey, Keith, thank you for calling the program.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, you bet. All right, there you go. If you live in Jeffco County, that's a great idea. By the way, let me announce two winners for the Al Franken VIP tickets, Ramesh Valkani and Sue Carter. And we'll get in touch with you, and you've won the VIP tickets to see Al Franken when he's here November the 16th. All right, let's go back to the phones. John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, John, I'm all right. What about yourself?
Hey, I'm pretty good, actually. I wanted to talk about the vote, but first off, with C&D, I researched it a bunch, and I had some misgivings, and a lot of them were quelled and put down. But the old adage, my enemy's enemy is my friend.
Right.
Anytime the neocons jump on the bandwagon and really try to push an agenda, I immediately am looking in the other direction and, you know, try to research and back that up. And I always tend to find out that I was right in my first assumption.
Yeah, you know, anytime they're for something, I'm not saying you should automatically be against it, but you're right. You should cast a critical eye on it and try to do some research.
Exactly. And I'm at a point where I research just about everything because, you know, who knows what the truth is anymore. The vote. I am so happy to hear that you finally seem to me to be opening up more about the possibility that you know, there was mass voter fraud. Nobody wants to believe that America is in the shape it is, and nobody wants to believe that our vote doesn't count anymore. And there's so much of this that's so hard to get our head around because it is so nefarious. I just want to real quickly, if I could, mention for you and the listeners, three different articles that really shed a lot of light on this. Two of them were written before the November election last year. One was by Laura Flanders, and you can find it at alternet.org, and just Google or just search their archives for GOP disrupts the Ohio vote, and that was written October 25th, right before the election. The next one, you can find it on commondreams.org.
Right.
12 Ways Bush is Now Stealing the Ohio Vote, and that was on October 27th. Harvey Wasserman was involved in that. But one that really opened up my eyes, and you can find this on commondreams.org, was written by a Colin Shea who worked for Zogby International, and it was November 15th, 2004. You can find it on Common Dreams. It's called I Smell a Rat, and you know, he talks about the imprecision of polling, and it's an imprecise science. But in its very, as he puts it, in its very imprecision is itself quantifiable and follows regular patterns. And so he runs down a few different scenarios of what all this information meant. And it's, yeah, I mean, it's clear that there was mass voter fraud. I mean, things like, you know, 9,000 votes cast in a precinct in Cuyahoga County that had 558 registered voters, and I mean, on and on and on, all the discrepancies.
Well, you know something. I mean, you're right. I am opening my eyes. I am opening my eyes more to it. But I also have to say something else.
Okay.
The thing I worry about constantly harping on it or talking about it all the time, is that people are going to be discouraged and not turn out to vote because they think their vote doesn't count. And one of the problems I have with that is, we definitely have to turn people out in 06. It is so crucially important that people have got to vote.
Yes.
That they've got to get their friends to vote. That we have to, you know, it's our first run at trying to stall out, you know, get control of the country and stall out the Bush agenda. And plus, if we can get any kind of a majority, if there's some way that we can get control of either the House or the Senate, we can start looking into some of these things that Bush has pulled.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm of the belief that 2006 is really our last chance for America. It really is. And, I mean, we can't wait till 2008 to make change. everything on down to, you know, the biggest atrocity of all, and that's the Iraq shenanigans. And, you know, on last Wednesday you apologize for bringing up Iraq one more time, and I'd ask you a favor. Don't ever apologize for that. There's 2,000 Americans and over 100,000 Iraqis that have been needlessly murdered in illegal, irrelevant occupation of a sovereign nation. And you know, they keep two most important issues in front of us, and the ones that I believe that Thomas Jefferson harped on the most is that we need an informed electorate, and the way we get that is through a free press. Well, we're making changes along those lines, but a free and fair vote is essential. And Iraq is I think the linchpin here on just exactly who and what they are.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think we can let this whole Cheney-Libby thing slip out of our minds either, and we should definitely be on sending emails to Salazar, to Allard, to your congressman, you know, demanding that some kind of investigation be carried out of the vice president's office to get to the bottom of who was involved in these leaks. Hey, John, thank you, man. I got to run.
You got it. But email.
All right, appreciate the call.
I'm just saying everybody should be emailing the news media, too, because that is very effective. So I want to hear about this. I want to hear about this. I want to see the news again, because this is a real important part of the free vote. And
yep, I would agree. All right, thanks, man.
Right.
And I don't do this very often. I don't do it very often. And maybe I ought to do it more. But I was so upset over the right-wing spin and the fact that Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room had these right-wingers on, these hacks, who were beating the crap out of Joe Wilson instead of confronting the whole Valerie Plame leak incident and the whole Libby indictment, that I sent CNN an email. Now, of course, you get the obligatory answer, which is like, and, you know, I don't blame them. They can't answer every email. You get this thing about, well, we can't answer every. I mean, I can't answer every email that's sent to me. I just can't do it, no matter how hard I try. I just can't do it. I don't have enough hours in the day to get all that done. And I'm sure there are people who say, oh, you know, I emailed J. Marvin, he doesn't answer, he doesn't care. And, you know, they get the same thing with CNN. You get an automatic answer. But, you know, I think if enough of us keep an eagle eye on CNN, because you can forget Fox, and keep an eagle eye on MSNBC, when you see something like that going down, that, you know, you email them. And I think we ought to email Senator Allard, and I'm going to do it today, Senator Allard, and the rest of our, you know, of Salazar, and for me, Udall, and, you know, email them and say, hey, we want an investigation of the vice president's office. We need an investigation of what went down there. And, you know, Lindsey Graham, who's a Republican, said that the vice president's office ought to be investigated. It's not just, you know, people on the left that are saying this. There are people on the right who are saying it as well. And C&D, man, it is so close. It is so close. It is tantamount that you get out to vote and that you get others to vote. And if you live in an area where there's a where you're in a mail-in ballot system and you haven't mailed your ballot in, hand-delivered, you've got until Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And finally, we're going to have to make a decision, those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals and progressives, we're going to have to make a decision about what to do about Alito. All right, let's go to Scott in Winter Park. Scott, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Scott.
Want to let you know that, one, I think Kerry did run a bad campaign, and two, I think the Republicans are up to a lot of shenanigans. But also, I did already hand my vote in here in Hot Sulphur Springs, our county seat, actually. I handed it in.
Good
but
for
I
you.
I think the C&D folks were running basically an illegal campaign, the anti-C&D folks. I think.
Well, you know, we looked into that, though, and because they call those ads educational, they're able to skirt the laws.
It's horrible. I think the C&D pro people ran a very clean campaign. I love their ads. Everything was nice, uniform. The other side was just smearing everything, and it was bad. I hope people investigate, and I hope it passes, and just wanted to let you know that there's one vote, at least up here in Grand County, that is a yay vote. So,
well, let's hope there's a lot more, because
yep.
This is a bipartisan thing, and,
exactly.
You know, Bill Owens is a fiscal conservative and a social conservative, and even he backs it, and Hank Brown is certainly no, you know, left-wing flaming liberal, so... you know, it is a bipartisan effort, and that ought to tell people out there something, that it is a bipartisan effort. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
All right. That's it for this morning. Tomorrow, we'll look more into the Alito situation, and we'll have more discussion about C&D. That's tomorrow on the show. Thank you so much. Great calls all morning long, agree or disagree. It's just really good to have you here. Al Franken's coming up next.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3.